Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. It's my college football legend. It's John McKay, head coach of the Southern California Trojans. So if you like the video today, please come and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Man, I'm going to start with a very, very good story about John McKay. See, me growing up in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee in the 60s, I became a big-time college football fan. Back in 1966, everybody know my story. I had an aunt that was attending Tennessee State University, only attended for a short period of time, but I used to go see Tennessee State play back in the day. That 66 team that I talk about all the time, Claude Humphrey, Jimmy Marcellus, Eldridge Dickey. But I became a big-time college football fan on a national scale. And at that time, college football had signed a new contract with ABC. And I really fell in love with Chris Schenkel and Bud Wilkerson. And they used to have their college football game of the week. And of course, there was some about USC, West Coast, California. And I remember one of the first games I saw on ABC. It was number one UCLA against number two USC. The Coliseum. Over 90,000. And I remember one play in that game that I've talked about over the course of years since I've been doing this platform 100 Yards Football with my team of Jeremiah Long, Logan Landers, Bobby Butler. And it was that 32 hitch with O.J. Simpson, Galileo High School fans. The City of San Francisco Junior College made that cut and went 64 yards. And the Coliseum erupted. And that's when I really fell in love with USC football. Well, the young man who was carrying USC during the 60s and brought prominence back to him was John McKay. And he put USC football on the map. I mean, West Coast style. A guy that coached there from 1962 to 1976. And during this time, USC won 8 conference titles, won 5 Rose Bowls, 63, 68, 70, 73, and 75. 4 national championships under John McKay, 1962, 1967, 1972, and 1974. And then think about this. The young man is from West Virginia. And something in the water in West Virginia. Dana Kirk, former basketball coach at Memphis State University. Frank Kush, former head coach in Arizona State. Nick Saban, I don't have to say no more, Roll Tide. Randy Moss, Jerry West, Jason Williams, Mary Lou Retton, Mike D'Antoni, Lou Holtz, Jimbo Fisher, Sam Huff, Hot Rod Hundley, Steve Harvey, Bill Withers, TJ Jakes. There's something in the water in the state of West Virginia, man. And this young man was doing his thing as the head coach of the USC Trojans. Going back when he, but think about John McKay, how he built this program. When he first took the job, he had his first two seasons were losing seasons, and USC was coming off probation. But he had a plan, and he recruited the athlete. The best player on the team was the quarterback. And he was able to get Anthony Davis. He was able to get Mike Garrett. He was able to get Bob Chandler. And he got speed. And then what he did that was really successful is that he was able to get linemen that can run on both sides of the ball. Can we say Ron Yeary? But what I liked about him is that USC had that, what I call, they had that swagger. And Coach McKay had that swagger. And then when you look at all the football dynasties back then, you look at Newt Rockne with Notre Dame in the 20s. You look at Harold Jones, who came before him in the 30s with USC. You look at Bud Wilkerson in Oklahoma in the 50s. And then you look at Bobby Bowden's era at Florida State and the Miami dominance in the 80s. It was nothing special at the time from 1962 to 1976 when John McKay was there. And I'm going to take away several moments that really gets me chill when I talk about USC football. That 67 team that went on and beat UCLA on that great 64-yard run by O.J. Simpson. And that team had Mike Battle, Tim Rozovich, Earl McCullough, Adrian Young. Very special football team. Ended up winning the national championship that year. And O.J. Simpson was special. Then, another special moment in USC history. That 1972 team. A lot of people argue right now, Miami might have a team out of their dynasty that can be included with that. The 2001 team, Ed Reed, Sean Taylor, Jeremy Shockley, Andre Johnson, then, of course, Alabama. The teams Nick Saban and had. But that 72 team, that team was special under John McKay, man. 13 All-Americans, 33 players are going to play in the NFL. And when you think about that team, they went undefeated. And that team had Lynn Swann, Steve Riley, Charles Dutree Young, J.K. McKay, the son, the coach's son, Anthony Davis from San Fernando, California, Sam the Bam Cunningham, John Grant, Richard Batman Wood, Charles Anthony, Charles Phillips, Marvin Cobb, Booker Brown. That team had five shutouts that year, and they beat Ohio State in the Rose Bowl 42-17. Offense averaged 39 points a game. That was a special team. And Anthony Davis is a true sophomore. Had six touchdowns against Notre Dame in that game. In a 45-23 win. That 72 team might go down as the greatest college football team ever. And it had Mike Ray running the show. If you want to go back and check the back channels and check the facts, that team was special. And I was 12 years old, and boy, I enjoyed running to the TV on Saturdays. L.A. was rocking. John McKay had it at another level. And then another special moment, 1974, his last national championship. Down at halftime against Notre Dame. But that game right there, SC scored 55 points in 17 minutes and went on and won that football game 55-24. And the great Woody Hayes was a guest commentator in the booth on ABC that day. And then USC met Ohio State in the Rose Bowl for the national championship. And USC won that game on a two-point conversion from star quarterback Pat Hayden to Shelton Diggs. But it was J.K. McKay, his son, who beat a great defensive back. I'm sorry, Bobby, out of South Florida by the name of Neil Cozy. And that Rose Bowl game in 74 will always stick in my heart. But the guy who made it happen was John McKay. And I'm going to say this about John McKay. What I really liked about USC back in the 60s, up to the time he left, his recruitment of the black athlete. Seeing them Trojans with that USC Trojan hat and the speed they had, and the players they had under John McKay. Mike Garrett, Willie Brown, O.J. Simpson, Lynn Swan, Earl McCullough, Charles Phillips, Marvin Carr, Richard Wood, them guys could run, man. And I think sometimes when you look at how college football is today, and of course, Nick Saban has got a great run going over there in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, for the University of Alabama. But man, the time John McKay was at USC from 1962 to 1975, there was no better era in college football. One more time, the guy record at that time was 127 wins, 40 losses, 8 ties, 8 conference titles, 5 Rose Bowls. 1963, 1968, 1970, 1973, 1975, and 4 national championships. 1964, I mean 1962, 1967, 1972, and 1974. And some of the players that still don't really get homage doing them USC teams, Dave Brown, Ray Rodriguez, Rob McNeil, Manfred Moore, just doing more USC royalty in there. But it was no better time than Billy Fisk, Bob Chandler. But it was must-see TV to see the Trojans. And the thing that was so outstanding, it was USC football. And me being a guy in the South, I would get excited. My adrenaline to go up a high level watching the Trojans. It was special. And John McKay, he's a legend, man. A legend at the highest level. Thank you, Coach McKay, because you had the Trojans and USC rocking in the 60s and the 70s. And arguably, you had the best football team of all time, the 1972 USC Trojans. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. Special thanks to my producer today, Mr. Logan Landis. The only thing I can think about when I think about USC back in the day and during that time, it's like what Coach McKay said. Being on campus, this was electric. It was at another level. People from all races was right there in South Central on that campus. Hollywood of college football. And I think about the group Chicago. Saturday in the park. It's the 4th of July. Saturday in the park. It's the 4th of July. It was special, LA, South Central, Compton. Boy, that was a program back in the day. And one more word, 1970, Mr. McKay brought that team down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And it made some schools in the South do this way back. Hold up. USC 42, Alabama 21. Change college football somewhere.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
You like the video, please come in and share it. I've been your host, Vincent Turner. It's been an honor to really say special, special thanks about this young man on the screen, Mr. John McKay. head football coach, formerly of the USC Trojans. Like the video, please come in and share it and be blessed this week. I'm Vincent Turner of 100 Yards Football. And special thanks again to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.